AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The New York Stock Exchange says an internal technical problem, not a security breach, caused the market to halt trading about an hour and a half ago. The exchange is trying to fix the problem and get back into action. NYSE-listed stocks are still trading on the other exchanges. The NASDAQ and the others are not affected by the outage. United Airlines says computer network connectivity problems forced the airline to ground all flights for about 2 hours this morning. AP Aviation writer Scott Meyerowitz reports that the airline has had repeated computer problems since it merged with Continental.
United has had a series of computer problems. All airlines do have these from time to time, but United has had a series of these recently, which has frustrated a lot of frequent business travelers, which is the airline's big bread and butter.
Three more people were shot to death in Baltimore as the city's homicide rate continues to run nearly 50% ahead of last year's pace. Three people killed last night when gunmen got out of two vans and opened fire on a crowd on a street corner just a few blocks from the campus of the University of Maryland, Baltimore. Some top-shelf SUVs are being recalled. Rita Foley with more.
The recalls involve Hummers and Range Rovers. Thousands of Hummers are being recalled because some ventilation controls can overheat and start a fire. These are 2006 through 2010 Hummer H3s and the 2009 and 2010 H3T. Separately, some late-model Range Rover and Range Rover Sport SUVs are being recalled because the doors may not close securely and they could swing open while the vehicle's being driven. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. House has voted to ban the display of Confederate flags at historic federal cemeteries in the Deep South. And on Wall Street, the NASDAQ is down 64. This is AP Radio News. Top federal law officials say encryption makes it harder to protect the country. Jerry Bodlander with more.
FBI Director James Comey says encryption is a great thing, but acknowledges flat out it makes it tougher to keep tabs on terror suspects and others.
People watch TV and think, well, the FBI must have some way to break that strong encryption. We do not.
Appearing with Comey, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates says the right to privacy has to be weighed against law enforcement's need to protect the country, and tech companies have to be able to unlock encrypted communications.
Where they will be able to respond to lawful court orders.
Tech companies warned that special access could be exploited, and they're promising to protect customer privacy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A bipartisan tax reform plan is emerging in the Senate. It would overhaul taxes paid by U.S. firms on their foreign profits, with the corporations paying a one-time tax on up to $2 trillion in foreign profits. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.